fear paralyzes us. I've done a lot of work, but the main crux of it has been, how do I reinvent myself every day, every month, every year? Because the next level requires a new version of you.
Welcome, ladies, to the Real Estate Investor Show, providing inspiration, strategies, and insight to empower women investors to live balanced and financially free lives. Now, here are your co-hosts, Liz and Andressa.
On today's episode, we get the chance to talk to Fatima Kamisa, and we talk about fear and moving beyond it, especially in today's economy. She's a global influencer, and she's also our senior business coach.
And one thing that we hear a lot in our community is that people want to level up. People want to scale. And in order for you to scale your business, your portfolio, guess what? You got to level up yourself. So we dive deep into how you're able to do that. And it's all about community. Don't miss this episode. Before we get into Fatima's story, let's hear a word from our sponsors.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Liz.
And this is Andressa.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Investor Show. We started this community 5 years ago to empower women to live a financially free and balanced life. And we keep going strong day by day. Thank you for being back with us. Fatima, our senior business coach, I'm so excited to have you on today to jump into just a simple topic of fear. So thank you for being here. Thank you for being part of our team. Thank you for being who you are.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
So we're going to jump in here. Fear is a very, very intense feeling thing that women experience, all people experience if you're a human being. You've had 15 years business experience building several businesses. You're a single mom with a son that has special needs as well. So you've had your share of feeling fear. What work have you done? What has been the most important work that you've done to move beyond the fear that you felt?
Oh, I love this question. And don't forget to add 21 years of violence before that, Liz. And I'm not afraid to talk about, you know, emotional, physical, sexual, financial violence of different kinds of violence, 8 categories that women go through every day. And I used to think that it was only certain groups, brown people, black people. I used to think it was certain financial sectors or certain educational sectors. And then I realized, no, it's everywhere. And it's actually a shock how many women experience that. So fear is like very close to my heart on how to overcome it. I'll give you a conversation I had with my eldest son, Omar. And as I had more kids, and I've got 5 kids, and one day we were just sitting around and I was, you know, running my business. And he looked at me and he looked at the younger ones. And he's like, they're never going to know you as the mom I had, because his mom made the bread and the jam and I was homeschooling. And then here I am, you know, trying to get PSWs and people and delegating because I'm running 2 global businesses. And I said to him, sweetie, would that woman have been able to do what I'm doing now? And he said, no. And fear is such a debilitating, fear paralyzes us. And so I've done a lot of work, but the main crux of it has been, how do I reinvent myself every day, every month, every year? Because the next level requires a new version of you. Who I was couldn't have been the woman I am today. And so I've done, oh my God, if I tell you the courses, Liz, I'm going to have to write a book on that one as well. But it doesn't matter. It's about finding the right person and Velcroing yourself to that person and saying, I know I'll figure it out eventually, but do I want to take 10 years or do I want to take minutes to suck out all this knowledge from this human being in front of me?
I think a lot of people talk about scaling, getting to the next level, and they think about it in real estate specifically, that how does that look like? It means going from 5 houses to 10 houses to 15 to syndication, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't think a lot of people are aware of who they need to become in order to be able to handle mental pressure of owning a business that size. because then you're talking about scaling systems and process, team members, yourself as a leader, yourself as a whole new identity. And it's so funny because I am in the middle right now of reading this book called Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself.
And oh, isn't it? I love
you.
Joe.
Love that book?
I just love Dr. Joe.
Isn't it funny that people are like, yeah, you got to be you, be yourself. Yay! Exclamation point. And then with this book, what I am learning, and I wanted to share that I think it's all tied up, is that, hold on, my identity, who I am, is not like a life sentence. I actually need to refresh my identity, who I am, who I show up, how I show up, and where I want to go, right? If I am comfortable, then there's a different story, right? But I think that we're talking here with all the women that are listening, are movers and shakers, are women that are going to say, tell me what I'm going to, what do I need to do? And I'll do it. So that being said, it sounds great. All right, let me create the identity that I want. However, you got to face all this stuff that you don't want and it's not working, right? So for the women that right now that they want to live a different life, they understand that what took them here will not take them there. So when you're talking about becoming somebody else, where did they start?
I love that. I think it's such a great question. Muhammad Ali once said, a man who thinks the same at 20 and at 50 has lost 30 years of his life. Right? And you're here, you're listening to this, you're not that person, right? You're a mover, you're a shaker, you're a firecracker, you're a ceiling breaker. And how many things did we learn from our parents that are still relevant today, besides values and kindness and loving each other, right? But those things that we learned, like you must put on a coat or you must do this or don't speak to strangers, when we're making collaborations and JV partnerships with strangers every day, how would that programming have served us had we not fixed that? Because here's the thing, there's a little Andressa and a little Liz and a little Fatima inside of us that resides all the time that's so fearful. And the whole art and science of breaking the habit of being yourself is reinvention. And you just start out with where you are. You know, when we go to the mall, it's a brand new mall or a new airport, you get lost.
Find the map. The little map.
Go find the map.
I love the map.
You are here. Just go to that dot, honey. Just go to the dot and be like, where am I? No judgment. Okay. Is it the scale? Do I weigh a certain thing? Do I need to look at my finances? Just take an audit, no judgment, with lots of love, and be like, okay, I'm here. And that's where you start. And then you say, okay, now I'm here. Maybe you need an Epsom salts bath after that you are here exercise. And then create. Be in the creation of, what do I want to go now? What am I not happy with? What do I truly love? What do I not so love? And what do I dare to want? And that's it. You know, and you go from there. Find the red dot.
I'm thinking about when I'm in an amusement park sometimes. I'm like, where is the map? And then Matt's like, look on your phone. I'm like, oh yeah, I got to look on the phone. So I love what you're saying. You know, I think taking an audit and figuring out where to start and really getting clear for yourself is obviously a big place to begin. I think, though, for so many women listening, they are movers and shakers. They're busy. They're doing a lot, not stopping and being, right? Burnout and feeling burnout can really cloud, you know, where to begin and where to go next. You've coached a lot of women. You've coached a ton of women in all the work you've done. I really want to dissect a little bit about burnout because I think it's connected. What do you think it even, why do we get to severity of burnout where women are so clouded that they don't know where to begin? They don't even know what to do first. And these are high performing women, right? These aren't women.
High performing women burn out more. I was hospitalized twice in 10 years with burnout, raising five kids, building two businesses. And the burnout comes from lack of clarity. The burnout comes from feeling like a fraud, imposter syndrome. And you're doing so much, but you're running around like a hamster. So the clarity, and when you talk about burnout, it's not productive. And so what are we doing? We're having the same old recurring dialogue in our brain all the time. And the only information we have in our brain is our history. There's no new information in our brain. That's why we need community. The loneliness, you know, no one talks about the loneliness and isolation of entrepreneurship and business when it comes to women. Women have, like, you know, that picture of Olympus holding the whole planet up. That's us now. Women running the house, doing this, you know, writing a book, going here, doing this, buying real estate, syndications, JVs. And then what about the home? You're doing all of that as well. So we're alone in our body, in our mind, in our businesses, and in our spirit. And that is when we need community. We need to stop. Who's helping you? Who are the champions in your life? And a lot of the women that I speak to don't have those champions, or they haven't recognized those champions. And you know what? It's okay to buy champions.
It's what okay do you to mean? Go. Hold on. What?
Yeah. It's okay to Did buy and invest.
Amazon Prime. Is it Amazon Prime or what?
Hashtag buy your champions.
Right now.
Right? You know, I'm of Indian heritage. My grandparents came from India on the boats with Gandhi when the British came to India and there was, like, you know, so much chaos going on. And we came on the boats. I say we because I just feel like I was in my grandmother's womb, okay, somewhere along the line. And we end up in South Africa. And so they're having kids in South Africa. My parents are first generation South African with Gandhi, thinking it's a new life, only to find apartheid. And we get in touch with Nelson Mandela. Like, I come from a history of, like, rebels, right? And so why am I sharing this with you? Because when we have babies in Africa and India, it's not a man's business when women are having babies. Men can just go do their thing, and the women are surrounded by the community saying, we'll take care of your other kids, we'll look after the newborn. All you got to do is breastfeed and look after you. And science has shown now in studies, those babies have the highest IQ. Now, later on, when society gets involved and apartheid, it changes.
But those babies
have the highest IQ, and those mothers thrive. That's what's missing for us, right? We think we're like, oh, I'm this bold, amazing, independent woman. Then you're in hospital with burnout. Yes, you're bold. Yes, you're fierce. Yes, you're independent. But isn't it time to look and see what's working? Community, love, champions, support. Who can I cry when things are not working? Mm-hmm. And that's the missing piece.
I think what I hear a lot women saying inside our community, at some point in their lives, there was a break of trust, right? A partnership, a contractor that stole their money, family members that you borrow money and then it went south and then that's it. So they're like, I don't trust that my partner will carry the load and figure it out as I am willing, as I would do if something happens. So they rather do it themselves and figuring out themselves and not partner up, not lock arms. I'm even talking about sharing the things that are not working in your business with other people, having the courage to share that. They don't even trust that again, and they are aware of it. For those women that are listening, they understand that that is not sustainable. They just feel that they are so, it's so in their DNA that they have figured it out and they will figure it out if something happens. but they know that there's probably a possibility out there. How can we rebuild trust in ourselves again, that we are able to find partners, vet them, and really trust again?
You know, I love what you said, Andressa. And I want to take it to a different place because, hey, I got married to a bipolar narcissistic human, okay? And I chose him. And it was, people go, oh, was it an arranged marriage? No, I wish I could blame my parents, but it wasn't. I chose him. But in today's time, you know, human beings have just come out of a global pandemic, okay? Now add on that anxiety, that uncertainty, and add the trust factor. So I'm going to go and be really, really audacious right now and say, so what? So what, you dated a guy? Does it mean you're never going to date another guy? So what if you dated a girl that was awful? Are you never going to date another person? So what? I invested, actually, my own personal story, $25,000 with a coach, had to fly to North Carolina and stay at the Trump golf course. This is about 5 years ago.
Not all places. Jeez.
Five meetings a year. and he had this whole philosophy. You drive in the back, you fly in the front. We couldn't attend without flying first class and being a limo. I made no money. Zero. Does that mean I was never going to hire another coach? No, I went back and I started learning what were the gems, what were the nuggets I got from this whole process. And you know what? I got it. It took me 2 years of being angry with him, blaming him, blah, 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 he. And I was actually launching something in my own coaching business. And my executive assistant and I were talking. She's like, you need to let go of this guy now. Let's talk about what you got. And you know what I got? After I did the whole program was the first time someone paid me $40,000 for coaching. Right? Because I up-leveled my game. So I'm going to say, so what? Why do we keep in our brains, and here's a word I made up, awfulizing life? You and I have choices of how we're going to look at it and our perception of what happened. We can either beautify it and say the universe is working in our favor, or I can say, he stole my money, this one did this, mm-hmm. I was married to a bipolar, blah, blah, blah. Or I can change my perception of what happened. Otherwise, I'm just taking up oxygen, aren't I?
Wasting energy. So Tony Robbins talks about this, the power of proximity, right? Being close to people that have resources, more experience, less experience, different experience, like being part of a group of people that you can tap into other people's resources and experience. But the bottom line is like, it's really priceless. I remember when back in the day that my entire business, I took so many different courses. There was one specifically. I think it was like $997 back in the day, right? That course alone made me $30,000 on my first deal just because I understood that I had the choice to appeal a low appraisal. And I knew how to create a freaking report that was 3 pages. And that was it. So being in the room with people, many times I think we underestimate that. But being in the room with people that are playing at the same level is even higher, because now their resources are my resources, right? One thing that you guys can learn from this podcast that sparks something is really priceless. So I think that you have been talking about solopreneurship.
I'd like to add to what you just said, Andressa, sure. If you don't mind. The power of proximity is so critical because If you're listening to this podcast right now, you are probably the smartest or the second smartest or the third smartest woman in your group. You are that high achiever. And the question I'm going to ask you is, where are you going to go from here since your head's already touching the ceiling? The power of proximity is to say, I don't want to be the smartest or second smartest woman in the group any longer. And I'm putting a line in the sand and I want to move that ceiling and hobnob and touch hips and dance and hug and be in that same space, whether it's in person or on Zoom with women that are doing way better than me. Because here's the thing, if you have a goal, that means you already have the resources, but you need smart women and smarter women and more accomplished to unlock you and unlock those resources. $997 made you a $30,000 deal. Why? Because you were willing to put yourself out there and say, I'm still learning. And that's the power of proximity, to move and shift, up level, uplift your life. Because when you work on you, money will show up, relationships will show up, JV partnerships will show up, syndications, whatever those goal is in the power of proximity.
As I'm hearing you, I think women at times will also say, yes, but. I get that, but what's holding them back to do that? It's like, it's knowing that the power of proximity is going to move the needle, but it's about making they get stopped in making the decision, right? To take that step towards, getting the support they need from a coach, a mentor, a team, hiring that person that you know you need to hire, whatever that decision is. How do they shift that decision? Because it's in the decisions we make, right? You said clarity is power.
I talk to a lot of women, Liz, who say that. They're like, I know that. Yeah, sure. I heard that.
It's the knowing and the doing, right?
But information goes like this. I want you to imagine an elevator. Information comes in an elevator to our brain. We hear something. Oh, yeah, I know. Don't we all have an uncle or a relative at Christmas who knows everything about everything, but he's still broke and he's divorced and he's unhappy, right? Everybody knows someone like that.
Right.
The information just staying on your head is not enough. The elevator has to go down and then touch your heart. And somewhere between your heart and your gut is when you embody that information. You live that information. But nobody, let's be honest, nobody hires a coach for the things you already know. If you already knew how to do it, you don't need anybody. So what about what you know, what you know you don't know? I mean, I know how to cook a great meal blindfolded. I know how to drive. I definitely know I don't know how to do heart surgery, and no YouTube videos are going to help me do heart surgery. What about the 80% that I don't know that is in my blind spot? That's when a coach, a mentor, a community leader, someone will bring that in. And let's go back to trust. Let's go back to belief. What if I told you, you don't have to trust yourself or believe in yourself and your success? I have been in groups of people where I had no belief in me.
I was like, there's no way in hell.
I was collecting a government welfare check. So couch surfing with other people, going into people's garbages and doing a vision board. And when I hired people, I was like, I need you to believe in my enthusiasm. I need you to believe that this is possible, because my why was I had a very small why. All I wanted at that time, I wanted my kids to know me as more than just a woman who experienced violence. Mm. Then my why changed. And so other people can believe in you, and you piggyback on that and be on the shoulders of the giants around you. Because there are women absolutely rocking it, and you want to Velcro yourself to them.
I remember one of the trainings that I've done in the past that I came back home. You probably did also wild things, right? and in one of this, I came back and I was wearing shorts, and my mom said, did they spank you? I have bruises all over my body, not because somebody spanked me. We went in the middle of woods in New York State, and without a cell phone for 5 days. I remember arriving and putting my luggage down, and I say, okay, where is my freaking cabana? The person said, you can get going. Did not answer me. And I was like, all right, so I need to take my luggage with me. He's like, no, you leave your luggage here. I was like, sir, you don't understand. First of all, where is the agenda here? Because I need to know what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, all of that. He's like, you can get going. And then I was like, my luggage is going to, you're going to lose my luggage. You don't even know my name, where I'm going or anything like that. This is crazy. He's like, you can get going. I was like, well, I guess this is different. One of the best things I ever done, because I gave myself the opportunity to experience things that I was not in control whatsoever. And all different assumptions that I made about myself, that I needed to have breakfast, otherwise my blood pressure will go down. Well, honey, I went to bed at 1 a.m., woke up at 5, did some hot yoga for an hour and a half that I thought I was going to pass out. I didn't. But I think that we need to give ourselves the chance to experience different things. The chance one more time, like give a chance to be surrounded by people that you can lean on, because that's what I had to do there.
I love it. I just love it. You know, where is growth without discomfort? There isn't.
Do you think, Fatima, that people, I think they want to grow, but they want to be comfortably growing?
Yeah, well,
growing.
We can't have a Black Forest cake, cheesecake, and turkey dinner every single night.
Oh, man.
Fat. Sorry. You know? And that's what it is. It requires sacrifice. It requires us breaking the lies that we've been telling ourselves, I need to have breakfast or blah, blah, blah. I need to have a guy or blah, blah, blah. I need to do it alone or blah, blah, blah. If I don't do it, nothing is going to be done in the right way, blah, blah, blah. You got to come to a point of your life and say, plot twist, pivot, break, 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 break. What are the lies I've been telling myself? Stop blaming other people and our parents. I say to my kids, you can blame me all you want, and I'm going to give you until 25. I'll even pay for therapy because my name's going to come up a bit. After that, you're on your own, okay?
25 is generous.
Yeah, I'm being very generous by 25. But
very generous.
Go make a difference, man. Go do something. But it's time. It's time, right? And time is such a fallacy. I talk to people and they're like, oh, someday we'll do it in September. We'll do it in March. Here's my message. You are playing an infinite game with God and time with your finite life. I just buried my daughter-in-law 52 days ago. And my daughter-in-law wasn't older than me. She was 32 years old. Who knew that her number was going to get pulled? Mm-hmm. And so what kind of infinite game are we playing when we don't even know what number? You know, on the marathon, we got all those numbers behind us. We've got those numbers.
You got it.
We don't know. And it's time for a plot twist, because here's the thing. We don't get what we want. We get who we are. And we can change who we are. How we show up, our attitude. It's not like the color of our hair. It's not in our DNA, the skin color, the hair color, the eye color. We can change our attitude, take in our circles, change our results, change our relationships, and up level. If you want it bad enough, you're going to have to get uncomfortable. You're going to have to spend money. You're going to have to change things. You're going to have to do homework. You're going to have to do things you didn't do before, because what's the definition of insanity? I keep doing the same meatloaf recipe the same way, and I wonder why it tastes like awful dirt. girlfriend, it's time to change the recipe to get a new result. Otherwise, there was a smart guy, right? Einstein, he said it's insanity. Break that insanity to get new results, right?
Love that.
Because Einstein also said the same problem that was created from that mindset cannot be changed from that same place. You need new information, new people to get new results. That's the only way. Otherwise, you're just stuck in this loop of burnout, upset, and awfulizing.
Fatima, love it. And what I think the takeaway, multiple takeaways, but I love what you said, could be a homework assignment for the one listening. What lies have I been telling myself that don't serve me, right? And for them to really look inward, it's a big question. And I think there was a lot of great takeaways, but that could be one that they do something with and then share, even tag you in our Facebook community. Because what's amazing, and we're so blessed to have Fatima part of our team. She's our senior business coach. Where can the ladies listening connect with you and have a strategy call with you?
So there's a link on this page. You can also find me in the Facebook group. And just a heads up, and you know, I don't want to do scarcity, but there's not a lot of spots available every single week and they get snagged up really quickly. So reach out. If we need to open up more spots, we will, but those go really quickly. So just click the link and it'll take you right to my online calendar.
Awesome. And this is for a strategic call for women that have done 5+ deals. So they are already in the business. And that's what I believe that you're going to take the most of it. Take advantage. This is a complimentary strategic call with Fatima. She's another eye, another perspective. And the goal is to really share all the resources that we have available for you. This is why we build this community. So take advantage. So all the information that you just heard is going to be on our show notes. Now we're going to transition to our fabulous 3 questions. The first one, Fatima, I think is going to be a little difficult because I know you read so many different books. But what is the most transformational book you ever read?
God, this is a hard one. But I'm going to go a little woo-woo because I'm very woo-woo.
Okay.
There's a book called Broken Open. And it's stories. It's a short book. It's a book about how difficult things, difficult situations, and painful situations are some of the best things that have ever happened to you. Because you get to be broken open and then allow the phoenix to rise.
Nice. Second question. What's the most transformational routine that you do to create a financially free and balanced life, whatever balance means to you?
Meditation. 2x a day, every day. I also pray. But yeah, every single day, I don't miss it.
Last question. Which woman, famous or not, has inspired you the most?
I think you two. Honestly, you two are very inspirational. I love you both. And working with you, you see, I can say people online or whatever, but they have no value and substance to me until I connect it with integrity. You say what you mean what you say, and you're real people doing real lives, going through every day, walking your walk and talking your talk. And what you say is what you mean. You guys are full of communication. You have a great team. You communicate with your team and you create structure in your life and you're growing and you make difficult decisions to make you uncomfortable to grow. That checks all the boxes for me.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Thank you, Fatima. Thank you for being on. Thank you for sharing your wisdom and homework assignments for these women, because there's some really deep stuff that we went through. So thank you for being on and thank you for being you.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure. And I'm so thrilled, over the moon, to connect with all of you that are going to snag those spots.
Awesome. Thank you. If you enjoyed this podcast and want to receive updates on our next interviews, go to our website, therealestateinvestor.com. There, you can subscribe to our show, become part of our investor community, and get updates on upcoming episodes.
If you like our show, please share with other women who would benefit. And don't forget to leave us a rating on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. And as always, we encourage you to take one action as a result of today's show and put it into motion so you can live both a financially free and balanced life. Thanks for spending time with us. Ciao.